This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Well, two themes of this week, friends and sex. Yep, we're talking about them both. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Two themes in. How luck are you? Hey.
I'm not used to that new intro,
you know,
yet.
It's fun. Okay, Karma over here. Well, we did talk about sex a whole lot in this episode, and we'll talk about it on the after show, too. But hey, everyone, you are welcome to the Married at First Sight after show here at AfterBuzz TV. We'll dive into the couples, giggity, and we'll talk about, you know, rating the couples, we'll get the Gold Star Award, all of that. We have a little bit to talk about from this episode, but before we get started, I have to introduce my lovely panel here, starting with my left to the left.
I'm Maddie Pox, I'm so happy to be back.
Hey everybody, I'm Carmen, what's up?
What's up guys, Mike back here. Join us up in the chat, a bunch of you in here already. Love hearing from you, thank you so much.
Yeah. What y'all think overall about the episode? I feel like it was such a snore. Yeah. We got to keep the music going, I feel like, in the background. Because it's like, the entire after show was like...
It was slow. It was really slow. And it's tough to make an entire episode that's about sex be boring. But it was like... Come on. Something happened.
Yeah, I heard the word sex. So I was like, say what? okay, none. Got it. Well, I'm still so into, as slow as this episode is, I feel like we got progress from the couples, and I can't wait to dive a little bit deeper into the couples, because I feel like each one gave us something that we still really need to talk about, even though it wasn't highlighted on the show.
Yeah.
So let's get right into it. Let's start with the easiest, I feel like, for this episode was Steph and AJ. I feel like last episode was a lot, and then this episode it's just like okay. Yeah. So what y'all think?
It's almost as if somebody has been saying they're the best couple the entire time. That's crazy.
Almost. Clearly, Mike thinks that this is...
I really noticed how AJ kind of graced over the fact that he was a little uncomfortable when they first moved in together. Like, when his friends, when they had the friends dinner, he was like, oh, yeah, everything is fine. I feel like there was no adjustment phase for me. And I feel like he does that in life, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I have always felt since I first met them on this show, through this show, that...
You guys go way back.
Yeah, we go way back to, like, episode one. I feel like... I feel like they are trying to appear to be the perfect couple. That's what I think about them. But I got to give Steph her props. I feel like she's a great wife.
I think she's good.
I feel like she's really good.
I like how he apologized to her in the morning when they were having breakfast, saying, you know, I'm sorry for freaking out a little bit. But he didn't really explain why he was uncomfortable with the whole moving thing. So I feel like he's still hiding something.
Yeah, I think he can't say what he was uncomfortable with because it's the cameras and all the stuff going on.
Really?
They are the best couple.
You know what?
And Mike said it, that's that.
That's it. I think everything is great with them.
Mike dropped, literally. Live light bulb here. Something just hit me. Do you think because they are such a good couple that, I mean, some things in marriage you do have to keep to yourself.
Sure.
Even though it's a TV show. And we kind of signed up for this. We don't have to talk about everything. So do you think that AJ maybe shares a little bit with her off camera and that makes them closer, but we're not necessarily seeing it.
Like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the friends dinner. You and I are married.
Right.
We go out with friends. And they're ask us how things are going. I'm not going to say, like, well, you know, Raquel and I fought the other day over the dishes. But, like, no, like, you're not going to say all
those
that
stuff. Those
damn
socks.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Of course, everybody's got stuff going on in their relationship that they're not going to tell everybody else. Mm-hmm. And surely not the cameras as well. Of course, there's a ton of time when they're not on camera and they're doing stuff together. They're not going to talk about it necessarily.
Yeah.
Good point.
I love that he also brought up the show. Touché. I love that he also brought up on the show that he's uncomfortable with cameras, because it kind of like clarifies a little bit with me. I know not with our lovely Maddie here. She's like, no, not buying it.
He's hiding something.
He is. I think I'm with Maddie.
I think so, a smidget. Just a smidget, but I also appreciate that he was like, look, these cameras freak me out, because obviously that's what Mike was saying the whole time. So I don't know. What do you guys think of that in the live chat? Drop what you're thinking.
Everybody's
on
getting ready to get into Luke. We're making you wait. We're making you wait.
Right. You've got to save the best for last. Well, we do want to make you wait for the Luke and Kate situation, because I know it's pretty big. But we don't want to make you wait for all this amazing awesomeness that we have on our channel. So Maddie wants to share a little message that we have for our lovely viewers.
Hey guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Also, thank you so much for being in the live chat, guys. That means so much. You guys are amazing with your comments. We really appreciate it. We love having a conversation with you guys while the show is going on, of course. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I really do. Like, I mean, you guys in the live chat, in the comments, listening to iTunes, all of that, you are literally our extended panel.
Yes.
I hope you know that, because these comments, like, I love, like, going back like last week and commenting, they give ridiculous insight, and I love it.
So great.
You guys are everything. Awesome. Yeah. Don't miss a beat.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that they can watch unfiltered, because, you know, time zone, time difference, we can't necessarily make it. And I hate that they don't have it on the app. Yeah, the Lifetime app. But yeah, anything that you watch from unfiltered, please comment, because it's like extra tea that we love to hit on afterwards. But let's move on. Speaking of hit on, let's move on to Christine and Keith. We'll go.
Yes!
Ahead. Yes!
Action!
Woo!
Sex. Sorry, I just spiked the microphone so bad. Yes! Keith!
Julia in the booth is like, hello. Sex! They finally have sex.
Yes!
I
don't
love
play
it.
The song again!
Finally. I just had sex. We're loving it. I love it. Yep. I love that they had sex. But what did you think about their first time being horrible? Like, how would you feel? They both said the first time was horrible.
The fact that their first time is horrible is the entire reason why everybody else should be having sex.
Good point.
To figure out if you have sexual chemistry together.
Okay.
Good point.
And I'm not super worried about their first time not being good. Give him a pass on that. What I am worried about is that Keith wasn't sure if he used contraception or not.
He was like, did I?
He was like, wait a second. Oh, shit. You know what? I kind of weirdly freakishly love that part. Like, I love that he didn't want to put her on blast.
Yes.
And that was such a loving moment, because he was like, I'm going to let her.
You think he was waiting to see if she was going to lie?
Not necessarily lie, but I think he made the choice to let her make the decision of putting her in for me. I think a lot of the times, obviously, when we put women up against men and sex happens, men and women have two totally different stereotypes after the outcome of intimacy. So men, you're just looked at like, way to go, kid. Another notch on the belt. Sadly. And then women, we're looked like, oh, you have another notch on that belt. And so I think I appreciated that moment, because he let her have that moment to tell her story or tell her truth or whatever. If she didn't want to say, then that would have been it. Then he would have been right on board, I feel like, mm-hmm. to be like, mm-hmm. you know what? We're just going to keep it between us.
He was like that with Dr. Pepper and with the friends.
He was like, did I have that?
Yeah,
he looked like he just got in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, I just really like Keith. I just feel like he's a considerate fella. I just really feel like he's a considerate guy.
Yeah, I like
really,
that.
I think he has her feelings in mind most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I think that he just never asked Christine if she was on birth control. So that's why he's like staring at her.
It was
like
a little bit of a gag.
So maybe he just assumed.
Do you,
he looked confused.
Yeah. Do you
guys
think
that's not good.
Was that too
planning.
Much of a question? Like, was it any of her business? Like, yeah, I hit it raw, but it's none of your business. Wow. Like,
no,
sorry.
That would have been amazing if he was like, no, yeah, she's on birth control. And she said, like, no, I'm not.
What if he would have been like, my pullout game is amazing.
It's strong.
That's what I was thinking.
Dr. Pepper was not prepared to hear
she wasn't
that.
Ready.
You know what, though? I think Dr. Pepper, real. I think Dr. Pepper is prepared for literally
Dr.
anything.
Dr. Pepper
but
is
I,
way
spicy.
Up in the business.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Touche on it not being the business, but... they signed up for this, so you can.
Totally.
And you signed up for us to be all up in your business, but so you need to be all up. You need to be given all up the business.
There was a
that
way,
didn't make sense, but you know
sorry.
What I meant.
There was a much more tactful way for them to handle that situation than for Keith to be like, because the longer you wait, the more we know you didn't use protection and just get it over with and fine.
It's like, who's going to tell her? You, me? How do you want to do it? You want to do it? You want to tell her? You want to say it?
If they had used protection, that might have doubled the length of their sex period.
Why it wasn't good? Because it was quick?
We don't know why it wasn't good.
But I can't imagine it not being good.
I think he didn't want to say to Dr. Pepper that they used the pull-out method. I think he didn't want to say that on TV. So
why?
That's what... Because that's not formal contraceptive, you know.
Sure is it.
But you know what, though? And Maddie, maybe you can get light to this. You're like, I know you're you have a boyfriend right now, but do you
Where's this going?
Are you asking? I'm so nervous for you, Maddie.
Maddie's getting redder and redder. She's like what am I allowed to answer?
I'm open to it.
Here we go.
Jules might need to hit the suspenseful music up in here. But I just think it was a little weird that they didn't have that conversation. But I'm assuming that they didn't have that conversation as far as... do they get tested as far as like STDs before the show?
I don't know.
Gotta ask Dr. Pepper, I guess.
I hope so.
Well, Dr. Pepper, if you in the live chat comments afterwards.
That would be one hell of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
You told me I can marry this person.
You didn't have the conversation on STDs or babies. So Maddie, as like dating, I feel like there's a difference between dating and being married. So, Mike, I want you to answer, and then Maddie, I want you to answer.
Okay.
When it comes to, is there a difference between having that
be
conversation?
When it comes
too.
To 3-year-old Christine, Keith, you are the father.
Nah.
Carmen, you're single, so forget.
I'm not even in the conversation.
No, that's the question. Go ahead.
So the question is, do you feel more obligated to have a conversation in regards to STDs and kids as just boyfriend and girlfriend? Or do you start to have that conversation as far as, like, kids-wise, feel more obligated just being married?
Oh, no pressure.
Okay, well, usually you're dating the person before you get married. So I think as soon as you're seriously dating, I think you have to talk about everything. Obviously, the person will let you know if they have an STD.
I hope.
No. But, you know, exactly. But, I mean...
Don't point at me.
Before they come for me in the comment, I think the question came out a little weird, but I just, like, I feel like they should have had this conversation.
Yeah. If you're seriously thinking at all about kids, then you absolutely have to have the conversation. That needs to be planned
100%.
Before sex? Oh, yeah. Of course. Because, look, everybody, I feel like this gets built up so much. If you're going to have sex, either you're going to be protected or not. If you're going in unprotected, you know there's a risk of having a kid. Like, that's just it. That's it. So you got to talk about this stuff beforehand.
I don't think people think about I think she's going to get about to get pregnant, like, the first time they have sex. Because I think people think that's so unlikely.
That's dumb.
Even though it's not unlikely. It is dumb, but I'm telling you, I don't think people are thinking, like, we're about to have sex for the first time, so let's talk about if we're going to have a baby. And this whole thing is a YOLO experience.
Look,
like, these people are YOLOing.
Anybody with a capital who watched 90 Day Fiancé this last go around, we know that what's her name met Asuelo in Samoa and lost her virginity to him and got pregnant immediately.
What?
So, yes.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
Kalani Asuelo.
This is good.
That was, 90 Day Fiancé was awesome.
So good.
Yeah. So it can happen first time, only time, every single time. Don't mess around with that unless you're ready for a kid.
And let's not even talk about, like, the whole STD thing. Because,
yeah, sure.
I mean, that, I feel like.
Well, maybe they all know. Maybe they know that they got tested.
I bet the show wouldn't even take a risk
with
that.
Yeah, maybe they know that they got tested. And so that question was just awkward. It's like, come on, doc. You know, we took the test. Like, you know what's up. Like, this is real. We're married. Like,
I can take that. I can,
you know?
But don't look. This is we're venturing into some serious waters here. But everybody out there who is literally talking about this or anything, do not be afraid to stop anything that's going on and become safe and protected.
Yes.
It's totally not worth the 2 seconds of awkwardness. I can tell you from a guy's perspective, we don't care if we're that close. It's not worth it.
You know what was so cool? And I know the whole episode was about sex, so whatever. Our after show could be about sex. The teenagers, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but those, like, 13, 14, 11, I don't know what age they are, invented a condom that changes colors if... according to a particular STD.
That's genius.
It's freaking brilliant.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, all of a sudden seeing the... Well, it's usually really dark, though. So there's, like, stopping flashing flashlight.
What's the point of that? Because you have to use it.
I gotta check the color of my condom.
You have to use it to find out.
So this is
the
thing.
Right. How do you...
This is the thing. So it's clear, like, any particular condom, you know, like, any standard condom. That's so weird. Any standard condom. When the boy... when the male puts it on, or when the first person puts it on, I guess after some time it'll change colors if in the event, like, there's any sore. Oh,
how
this
long
sounds
do you have
so
to
nasty.
Wait for.
Maybe it's like a pregnancy test, like 90 seconds or something.
The chat's like, going crazy. We got a lot of stuff here. So hang on.
I bet.
Mr. Ali Wuda, I hope I'm saying it right, has said they are tested. He looked it up.
Oh,
okay,
thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I don't know
you
if
guys
we want to get
amazing.
We got a spoiler here for next week that we didn't see because of the way our show was recorded, that Keith still has nudes of his ex in his phone. When they do a phone swap. Thank you, Yolanda Loves Mr. T. Use protection, Mr. T.
Yolanda loves Mr. T, girl.
I love it. Dang.
Wow.
That's some tea.
That's
a phone
crazy.
Swap.
We thought, now see, this is really moving ahead in the show because I mentioned while we were watching this that Keith, to me, they were moving up neck and neck with AJ for being best. I can't give him a score like that now knowing that.
If you're going on a show, delete your nudes on your phone.
Just
not on
your cloud.
Going on a show.
I need an orgy.
That's what I'm saying. They're going on a show. That's what this is.
Maddie's
Maddie's
mean
segue.
It like that.
Every time I go on a reality show, I delete all the nude pictures from my phone.
It's a YOLO.
Like, one-on-one people, get it together. Okay, well, and I guess ending on Keith and Christina. Dang, that's some hot tea. Ending on Keith and Christina. Growing up, because I saw a couple of people on, like, Twitter and everything mention this, do we think that now that he's gotten the sex, intimacy, they both had sex, do you think that he'll grow up to her standards of him not being spoiled? Or do you think that he'll just...
No!
No?
He's not a virgin. He's been having sex.
Yeah. At least he exercised this episode.
Oh, good point. A couple times.
That's what I'm saying. He's considerate.
In different rooms.
He's considerate of her. Throughout this whole thing, he's been considerate of how she feels. So I don't think the sex is going to make a difference.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. All right. That is pretty much it for Keith and Christine. I love it. Let's move on to Jasmine and Will. Mike's favorite couple.
My favorite couple.
I get so much hate in the comments for Jasmine and Will.
What?
He's a realist.
They're so. Yeah.
Let's address it. I'll address this. Okay. So, first of all, it's a reality show. Everything is heightened. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking about it. I've said over and over that they should just have sex already, mainly because Jasmine is so ready.
Yeah.
And she's ready.
Whoever commented on the last video is absolutely right. Look, at the end of the day, if he's truly not ready and doesn't feel comfortable, of course not. No one should do stuff they don't feel comfortable. I completely agree. However, I felt the whole time that his thing was, I want to be respectful.
He wants and just it kind too. Of said,
well, yeah. And I'm saying, being respectful and stuff is fantastic, but there comes a limit. Like, she's ready. There's mm-hmm. you don't need to respect anything else. Like, just go for it. You guys both want it. It's okay.
That's yeah. what I wanted her to do, because she had the perfect opportunity to go for it today. At the end she of the did. Episode, yep. he was just laying there. His arm was up, his neck and his face and everything that was kissable was wide open. I was like, go for it.
Yeah.
Give him a kiss. But how? Kiss him now. Do it.
But you know, she doesn't. She wants to be chased. And
well, oh well.
She said that. I'm not making that up. Right?
I'm just saying.
But he's lying in bed, eyes closed, and stuff, completely unresponsive or unreceptive.
I bet if she would have kissed him on his neck, he would have responded.
It would have went down. It would have went down.
She'd have been like, oh. Okay.
I feel like Jasmine, so many people, you know, at first we were thinking, okay, well, don't force it. Take your time. But I think after this episode, and Twitter was blowing up, especially in our live chat, Warren Harvey, same, ditto. He says,
I mean, I agree.
Jasmine should just initiate the sex. I 100% agree at this point.
I do too.
Yeah. She should have kissed him. It doesn't always have to be the man being the aggressor. Someone commented on the video last week that during this whole Me Too movement, maybe it's made men nervous. Mm. Do you think that has something to do with it?
I don't think it does for the show, but in life, I think it does. Yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
I agree. I think, if anything, I don't want to say the Me Too movement has slowed things down, but I think the Me Too movement has kind of equaled the playing field a little bit. Like, the men being a little bit more passive and the women finding the confidence or the mm-hmm. need to be a little bit more aggressive. And so it's almost made, like, this dynamic shift of, it's like a 50-50 chance. Either you're going to make the move or I'm going to make the move. And either way, we're going to feel comfortable about it, as long as there's a yes or no. Like,
nothing kills a woman's pride more than being
turned down
from making a move.
Yeah, men too.
Do you think he'd really turn her down?
That's not true.
Men don't care that they get turned down?
It's not
that. Hold that thought, though.
I feel like men are used to it.
No. It's not that you aren't upset at being turned down, but mm-hmm. exactly, you're kind of used to it, and it's like, all right, it's just accepted. It's accepted.
Okay.
But when a woman gets turned down, because I feel like traditionally, right, it's mm-hmm. it takes so much more for a woman to initiate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
right.
whoa, okay. like you're mm-hmm. gonna, oh, that's, yeah.
I kind of agree with that, because when a girl gets turned down, they're like, oh, he doesn't think I'm hot, or it's like, you know, it's a bigger deal, and the guy's just like, oh, maybe they're just not in the mood, or something like that, but... Mm-hmm. Do we really think that if she climbed on top of him when he had his arm up like that and he was kind of ready, but he had his eyes closed, if she climbed on top of him and she started to undress, do you think he'd really reject her?
I don't think that he was really asleep. Mike, you're the only male on the panel right now. Maybe you can call my bluff, but I feel like if he was really asleep, he's more so like, all right, I'm just gonna, you know, politely just lay on back. I'm just chilling right now.
Well, we gotta remember that these people could not get married, or did not up until this point get married naturally on their own. So it's parts of the game that they're missing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I thought,
like, it's part of this whole seduction thing that they're not all the way in on, because they submitted to just being paired with a stranger. Like, you know what? I give up. I'm just gonna. But you put me with somebody. Like, maybe they're good seducers.
So, who just said, women know how to do it.
Women know exactly what to do.
Mr. Ollie again. Women know how to initiate. That's right. They absolutely do. It doesn't matter if they're bad in relationships. With this specific scene, let's call it,
mm-hmm.
I just thought it was odd in general.
She could have baby pecked him all over.
Oh, she could have initiated
and just been
super
sexy.
Easy.
She could have easily just like, all right, good night.
Yep.
Okay,
really.
And then another.
Yeah. Yolanda loves Mr. T back again in the chat. I bet if she stopped going into bed in sweats, she could get hers.
See? Yolanda knows.
Maybe some more effort. Men are visual. We are visual.
It's true.
But if she dressed in lingerie and, you know, went into the room like that, would he be like, can you respect that I want to wait? Or what do you think he finally
needs to be like, cameraman, go away.
He would have grown a whole lady part if he would have did that.
Because we, and we talked about this while we were watching this show, we understand kind of why they're not having sex and where they're going with it. But at some point, if we want to stay true to the boundaries that the show has created, there's going to come a time, I think it's another 4.5 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Where they have to decide, are you guys going to stay together and not? To me, personally, if I was in that situation, sexual chemistry could not still be a question mark by the time I'm going to decide if I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person.
100%, right.
So there, it's walking a fine line specifically with this couple because it seems like they've gotten along otherwise completely. There's a fine line between are we waiting and for posterity and getting to know each other where we just got to figure out if this is going to work from that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, I guess just another, pulling one from the live chat, Just Watch 121 says, I think he's turned off by parts of her personality. That's kind of a good way to look at it. I mean, because men is, as physical as we like to call you creatures.
He's like, not that turned off. He's not that turned off.
But maybe he forms attachments. Okay, I'm going to reach.
Okay.
Maybe he forms attachments. And he doesn't want to sleep with her yet because he doesn't know if he wants to stay with her because he may want to break up with her and maybe the sex will throw a monkey wrench in it.
Mm-hmm. But see, I think somebody in the chat said that too.
After 17 days, none of them really know if they want to stay with each other.
Right?
Yeah, well, he's definitely worried that sex is going to either make or break it.
Okay, so we'll end on a quick round.
Maybe he got that bomb. Maybe it's like so good. He's like, baby, it drives girls crazy. He's like, I don't want you to lose your mind, girl.
Yeah, Will, you think so?
Quick round table, maybe a little too personal. I don't know. People in the live chat, just so that we're not so awkward about this, I want you to drop your number in the live chat. Ooh, number.
No.
Make us feel okay. A quick round table. What day?
Oh, good.
Yeah, not that number.
I was like, that's no.
Not that number.
I was like, which number?
No, not that number.
I don't actually, if we're going to go there, I don't actually know the other number. Okay. I never stop to actually think about it.
That's for a whole nother after show.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Told my wife the same thing.
A whole nother HOE.
But at what number of day do you think it would have happened for you guys?
Listen.
From the show?
From the show. If you were on the show, and let's just say you are on a rating scale, because we like to rate the couples at the end of the after show. Let's just say you're a good, solid 5 or 6 couple. What day do you think it would have dropped?
So we're like Keith and Christine?
You're mediocre. It's like a hit or miss. We'll say like Jasmine Will. Oh, no, I'm just going to say it. 5 or 6. Mediocre.
Mike's a 1. Personally.
Day one?
Day one? Okay, Mike,
no,
what is
real quick?
No, diving right on in.
I don't think so. That's a tough question because it absolutely depends on the other person,
it
too.
Does.
I guarantee you that I have a lot more open and better communication than probably all the guys on this show.
Yeah.
And it's much easier for me to express myself to cameras and stuff, obviously. Yeah. So it would not be 17 days. I don't think. Okay. I think that would, I'd have enough.
Okay, I'll kick it off. I'll just say, if in the event that I'm making the, because I think as a woman, I'm okay making the first move. So as long as we have that chemistry, I'm definitely not going to be a Kate and make a move on Luke. We'll get to them in a second.
Oh, boy.
But I feel like if there's a good, solid, like we're a 5 or a 6, we know what's going to happen. I'd say like day 9 or 10 for me is reasonable. A good week afterwards.
I got an actual number.
Thank you, because I don't want to be the only one.
No, Deirdre's calling me out in the chat. Tell the truth, Mike. The truth is...
Thank you.
The truth is... So, I'm still not going to give a number, but I'm going to steal from Mr. Aliwada. The truth is, if everything was going right, just like you were saying, it would be on the honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the time to do it.
Okay, yeah. That is true.
Super romantic, yeah.
Carmen, because we got to move on.
So what's that, like day 3 or 4, I guess, on this show?
It's just so hard because you don't want your guy to think, like, that you're a hoe. And that you just sleep with guys that you like and meet right away.
Well, you're married.
You don't know me. You don't know him.
You're psychotic.
He knows. he knows that you don't know him. That's the whole thing. Okay. Like, you don't know him. So you don't want to just be like, hey, panties.
True.
You know, just slingshot your panties at him. You don't want to do that.
Don't ever do that.
I've never done that.
No. It's something I just made up, you know? It might be fun.
Really? Because you are way too accurate.
Okay. So we're not giving real numbers out here.
This show's not derailing at all.
Okay.
I'm a waiter.
You're the last one. Whatever.
But that's a lie. Because it's chemistry. It's all about the chemistry.
Okay. Maddie... Okay, well, since I would be married to them, I would say honeymoon. I think there's enough like alcohol and partying going on, and you're excited about this person, assuming that you like each other. Yeah. Then you're gonna do it on your honeymoon. If you don't like them, then okay, maybe a week.
That's a, just to see. People that's in the chat, okay, it's kind of the same.
Yeah. It's kind of the same. Woof, that was painful. Let's move on to something else that was pretty painful.
Forever painful.
Kate and Luke. Who wants to kick this off? Okay, some questions. I'll start it with this, and then we'll kind of debrief. Questions I want everyone to consider, people in live chat, comments, whatever. What do you think about his friends that came over?
Fabulous.
What do you think about the extended hug at the beginning? And what do you think about the infamous peck that we had kind of right after the party?
The first hug was very, very long and extra suspicious. Looked very friendly, loving even.
I feel like that was his ex-boyfriend.
Like, we missed you.
That he misses.
It was a very
Why did he call him Pastor Mike? Pastor Luke.
Yeah. Like, that was some weird role play thing.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Like, have your friends said, hey, Pastor Luke.
Hey, Pastor Luke.
Yeah.
And he said it like, hey, Pastor. It's like, no.
Right.
Hey, Pastor Luke, what is that? Like, I hope you've been being a good celibate guy. Is that what that means?
I don't know. Somebody earlier in the chat said, I don't think Luke has that many friends. These people wanted screen time.
Yeah. He hired them. A call sheet.
It's like pretty funny.
Oh, my God. He's from, they're from his speed dating
class. They're all speed dating.
Luke held a speed dating event at his apartment.
He did. You know, I considered that maybe Luke is like...
That is so funny.
Maybe Luke has slept with one of Kate's friends at a speed dating event.
That's not out of the realm. Well, he recognized the one girl in the audience right away.
Or one of her guy friends.
Because after all those hugs and those friends.
It was, to me, the whole thing, obviously, I hate this couple. I hate them as a couple. I don't hate the people. But the whole thing was awkward. From when they woke up awkward and he was upset that she was taking up too much of the bed. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, stop. Ugh, like, just cuddle with her. Oh, my God. No. It's so awkward. And then they're making salad. That's awkward. Everything about
awkward. Did you see that one hug where the guy reached around and basically cuffed him under his other underarm? Like, he reached around his whole back and cuffed him up like this and was like, Luke...
It's awkward that she had one friend on the couch and we didn't even get to meet her.
Yeah.
And she was just sitting there quietly.
The tea in the live chat. Just spill.
No, he didn't even really take his time to introduce everybody to her. Unless they edited it out. He just let everybody file in.
Wise woman wallet in the chat. Very good. Another fan checked Luke's Facebook and said he officiated a same-sex marriage. Maybe that's why they're calling him Pastor Luke. Maybe those guys are married. Okay. That's fair.
We'll stop the shade. I do... there was just something.
Beloved in the live chat says Luke's Facebook page shows he dates black women.
We know that.
He basically dates every woman but white, and the show gave him a white woman. We saw that.
That's foul. I think that's messed up.
Yeah, bad move on the experts. Everyone said that. But I'm going to throw my wrench that Mike didn't like a little earlier into the mix. I want to see if our extended panel agrees with this. What if, I'm going to play devil's advocate. What if Kate and Luke have hooked up off camera, right? And then have discussed that on camera they're just going to continue this controversy, this brand, so to speak, for the show to keep it going and getting paid? Because I refuse to believe that Kate would accept still cuddling with this man are still like, it's just sometimes the way she looks at him is way too like ooh la la for me. And not really, oh, I'm just trying. It's way too, like, like.
So they're like, you want to make this really good?
I think I'm
down. I love the conspiracy stuff.
Even AJ said he would have been out. Even AJ said that that was disrespectful the way he was speaking on her.
That's
very
disrespectful.
He said he would ask for a divorce.
I love the conspiracy, but what is their benefit? That's like, what is the benefit to doing that instead of actually being in love and showing how great everything's working out?
It's press. It's ratings. And let's just.
But he looks terrible.
He looks his red eyes. He looks faded. That's what he looks.
But he does. He is bloodshot like crazy.
Yeah, very much.
Like, are you crying or are you just
high?
And I know people are going to come for me in the comments. I could care less because I love a good controversy. I'm just thinking there's no way because.
No one in the comments likes what you're saying.
I don't care.
I
like
disagree.
She went for the kiss like 4 times in that last little segment. He kept like giving her that forehead leaning nod until he finally pecked.
He couldn't even give a legit kiss. He gave that peck and then stuck his tongue out.
Yeah,
like
he's joking. Like he needed to do it for the camera. And I'm just convinced that she's really trying to keep it together and pretend.
Yeah.
Because I think that if they both get off the show, they don't get paid or something. If they both leave the show, so they're just trying.
Which is why I think that this whole conspiracy thing is it. Because if she really felt disrespected, if she truly didn't have a conversation with Luke and everything was as we see it, then they would have left. And if they left the show, they don't get paid.
When do we get to see why they were paired together? When do we get to see that?
Well, they already said that the experts already said that maybe you, the compatibility is not just looks or whatever. I don't know. Anyway.
But that doesn't make sense.
I know we gotta move on.
If everything was going fantastic, then they would just say it. They're not going to not get paid one way or the other. And how would this guy ever agree to looking like the biggest jerk ever on television?
Sometimes bad press is good press. I mean, look at Chad from The Bachelor. He takes that egotistical jerk and runs with it because he's not like that in real life.
I guess, but it's... I don't see anything good on the other end for Luke acting like this.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
But let's move on to our special segment. There's so much that we could talk about in this, so drop your comments, all that. Our special segment, let's rate these couples. And I do have a little something from Twitter. We got a live little poll on who thinks, you know, who's in the running race. So let's start with Steph and AJ. Let's rate these couples.
Steph and AJ. You want to go?
Mike, go
10.
Ahead, Mike.
There are 10. Okay. They're the best couple. AJ is the best husband of the whole group. Again, this week, there was like no drama with them because, again, there really isn't any drama. It's made up. It's overdone. They're awesome.
Okay.
Steph and AJ, right?
Yeah.
I give them like a... I definitely give them a 9 this week.
Okay.
But no, I'm going to give them an 8.59. Because he lost like somewhat of a point for like, he's frauding basically. He covers up everything and I caught it and it's falling right in line with who I think he is. He wants the friends to think it's perfect and I just think he's still hiding something, but he's doing a good job of it.
I agree. I'm going to give them a 7.5. I still think he has crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Hurting his eyes.
Something is going to come out and it's not going to be good. It's too good to be true, I think.
All right. I'm going to stick with the 9, actually. I'm a little high on this one. Only because I'm still feeling he's hiding something. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when he decides to tell Steph, whether it's on camera or off camera, she'll be okay with it if he can explain his anger. All right.
Yes, she will.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let's go to Christine and Keith. How do we rate those?
Ooh, I was so close to giving them a 10 as well. But the uncovered information, I've dropped them down to an 8.
Come on.
You got to wait till next week.
You can't use spoilers.
All right. If I can't use spoilers, I would have given them a 9. Because I don't give anybody the same number. So I would have given them a 9. I think things are going great with them. They had sex. Awesome. I really don't have any problems. Okay. Plus, spoiler alert to my own spoiler for next week. I think the nudes are just going to be... It's just stupid. Yeah. It's not going to be a big deal.
Okay.
Nudes are like art. You don't just like trash nudes.
That's not true.
Oh my God.
and that's why I'm single.
I love that.
Oh, where's your phone? What do you got going on?
That's for after the after show.
After the show is the after party. I give Will and Keith a 9.
Will and Keith, that is what, if that's where this show is going, it's really picking up in the second half of the season.
Know?
Will and Keith, what do you give Luke and AJ? How are they doing?
That would be a wild night.
AJ would totally take advantage of Luke.
Maybe that's why Luke is so awkward when all the guys get together. He's like eyeing up.
AJ would not be taking none of that shit. AJ would get his kiss.
Yeah, you know it.
AJ is like, you're going to give me my kiss and you're going to eat dinner. Christine and Keith, 9. Nah, you guys did good. You guys are doing great.
I love it.
I'm still cracking up over the comment. Dudes are like art.
You don't delete that.
He could have transferred it to his iCloud.
Yeah, put it out.
There's plenty of things you can do.
Maddie with this 101 on how to. Okay. This writing girlfriend.
Don't ask how I know. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm gonna say a seven now because of what's going to happen next episode.
I wasn't allowed to
spoilers based on this episode.
8.
Okay.
8.
Reluctant.
All right. Jasmine.
No, Jesus. What are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to say, I'll give them a 9.
All right.
They're really good. All right. Jasmine and Will. Jasmine and Will.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine.
You know, I got to take a point from Jazz because she had the opportunity to get it going and she just didn't. So, you know, I think maybe I had him at like a 9.25 or something last week, did I? Or 8.25? No, 9.25 is a little high. I don't think I've ever done that. I'll give him a 7 because she should have taken advantage of that shot, you know?
Okay.
And he should definitely be snuggling up on her a little more by now.
Mike's not agreeing. What you got, Mike?
I had them down as a 4. Maybe I'll give them a 5.
Ooh, dang.
I'm just not feeling it.
Okay.
I'm just not feeling it. The sex thing, everybody's going to get on me again, but I think they should go for it. I think they'll learn a lot about each other, and yes. I'm just not feeling it like the other couples. And I like separating the ratings.
Okay. Maddie.
6 until they have sex, and it's either going to make or break it, I think so.
I was about to say, I'm not going to let them come for you alone, Mike. I'm on the same page. I think she should have taken this step. They just need to do it already because, and I'm only saying that because, not because it's forced, but because they both want it.
Right.
So freaking do it already. I'm giving them a 4 on this one because they they dropped the ball for me. Yeah.
Low.
I'll give them a 5 because they laughed during the friends' house party. all right. So ending on Kate and Luke.
They're a 1. They're always going to be a 1. They're the worst couple. It's the same thing I said last week. It's just...
Same.
The party was so awkward. It's nothing is working
right.
It was
bad. Yeah.
It was bad.
Give them a 1.
Okay.
I'll say 2.
Because he put his arm around her?
Yeah.
He had his arm around his friend.
Maybe when they...
That's a pity point right there. He's got a pity point for Maddie.
Okay, but maybe if they have sex, something may change, but...
They can't kiss without vomiting!
But you never know what's
going to
happen.
I'm going to give them a 1. I feel like he was trying to... He said, we're just roommate bonding. Dude, bond with your new roommate. Yep. Your wife.
Yep.
And I'm not buying it. I can't trust someone who's that fake to me on camera. But
Deirdre Ricketts in the chat with the final comment of the day. Just bang it out. That's right.
Yes, Deirdre.
And that's the lesson of tonight's episode.
Thanks, Deirdre.
We do want to put up a real quick picture. There's a poll on Twitter on what couple is in the lead. And I feel like across the board, for the most part, the universe is saying Christine and Keith at 45%. Steph and AJ at 36%, and everybody else.
Yeah, we kind of agree with that. Awesome.
Okay. So let's give our Gold Star Award real quick before we wrap up this week. Gold Star Award. I'm not going to lie, guys. I don't know if I have one.
Oh, I got it. I will give it to Stephanie's friend for busting out that picture of her falling asleep at the concert. That was awesome.
That was very cool. That was pretty cool. Good for you.
Did someone say something about AJ making an inappropriate joke and then Steph kind of laughing it off?
Yes.
Since you kind of want to do me under the cover real quick.
He said
laughed it off.
Yeah, want to give me a handy.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun, I guess.
Got it.
I liked Jasmine and Will's little get together, and then I think it was one of her friends that actually said, "Why aren't they doing it? This is why you get married." Blah blah blah. She was really funny. I liked that friend.
All right, I'm going to give my Gold Star award to Christine for being kind of a support for Kate during that little mini sisterhood powwow. I think it's really important to keep, like, surround yourself with accountability partners during marriage to just have somebody to vent to. So her sign of sisterhood is my Gold Star award. So nice. Drop your Gold Star awards in the comments and live chat, all that good stuff. We will see you guys next week. But to continue the conversation, where can they find you, Mike?
Oh, you can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Thanks for hanging out in the chat, guys.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at King_Karma_ with a C.
And you can find me on Instagram at Maddie Pox. Thanks, guys.
And you can find me, Takira Shabray, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabray. See you next week, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.